Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you. That's the Rascals bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Rich Galen is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the publisher, the writer, the CEO, and chief accountant over at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. That's his thrice weekly column. I like to say that if you're a Republican, you'll like what he has to say. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to subscribe so you can see what he's up to. Rich distributes his wisdom to people, whoever will hear on the street corners across the across America, and in his speeches and writing. Rich, we're talking about Congress and our government and all that, and we're talking about the failure of our government to do the singular job that they're supposed to do, which is fund the government. And what I said to you off the air was, and what I've said on the air before, is that if we ran our businesses the way Congress runs our government, we would lose our businesses. If we were employees, we would lose our jobs if we were responsible for this. We'd be fired for doing what they do. And in certain positions, if we're fiduciaries of something as they are, and we fail to perform our fiduciary responsibility, we would be put in jail. And this is why, Rich, I use the term to describe these people. I use the term jackasses. I mean, these guys, they have no shame. And I say they. I hate to be general, but I'm talking about the whole organization. The organization has no shame, and what they're doing is shameful.
You're exactly right. I mean, just here we are, April 6th. Imagine if we just decided that we were not going to get around to filing our taxes this year because, you know, we were too busy, going to look at the Paris Air Show or whatever excuse we used.
Right.
Guess how far you'd get with that? I mean, you'd get as far as the local federal courthouse.
Now, this whole condition that they've gotten, they've acquired up there, is something that has rolled over into the overall operation of our government. We're spending too much money. It doesn't matter. It's like education. We don't have a funding problem in America. Like, we don't have a funding problem for education. We have an execution problem, and of course we have a spending problem. And there's a proposal on the table. Paul Ryan has a proposal on the table that's pretty dramatic. And I want you to talk to us a little bit about this, folks. He's a Republican from Wisconsin, and he's a seasoned veteran in the House of Representatives. So talk to us about this proposal and what are the chances?
Yeah, Paul Ryan is the chairman of the House Budget Committee, and he and his people have come up with a long-term budget proposal that raises the debt by 2050 or thereabouts. But it dramatically changes our approach to those entitlements that I was speaking about earlier, and it means that we're going to change the way we handle Medicare. We're going to change the way we handle Medicaid and some of those other programs, welfare and other things, so that individuals have a bigger responsibility for deciding which of those and how they want to use those, and the federal government can actually see the top end of what their spending requirements will be. It's a billion pages long, like all these other things. But the big part about what Ryan has done is, A, he's taken a lot of what was recommended by the president's deficit commission, and put it into a budget package. Mm-hmm. Number one.
He goes beyond them, doesn't he?
In some cases, and less than them on things like taxation. So, but it kind of balances out over on the plus side and minus side. But the other part, I think, more importantly, as a function of government that is sorely lacking, he had the guts to put something on the table. He said, all right, you don't want to go first, we don't want to go first, nobody wants to go first because you get attacked, I'm going first. So here it is. Everybody, you guys have at it. if you can come up with a better plan, let's do it. He said yesterday morning, before he even officially introduced it, he was asked, you know, how much he would be willing to compromise. And he said, that's a legislator. Of course we're going to compromise. So it wasn't like he said, this is the only thing I will take. It was a very brave step. He's a very bright guy. He's a good presenter. And I think that that he has done America a great service by putting all this out there and saying, okay, here's what me, so I have come up with my team. There's 535 of you in the House and Senate. Everybody can do this too if you want to, or let's use this as the starting point and let's go from here.
But the bottom line, Rich, is that he's cutting over $4 trillion out of the government over, remind me the period of time, is it 15 years? I've forgotten.
About 15 years, yeah.
Okay, he's cutting,
like all things, that's how you count.
He's cutting the budget. He's cutting $4 trillion. Now, Rich, I saw the projections for Obama's plan and for his plan, and even 15 years out, we're still operating at a deficit all those years out.
Yeah.
Even with $4 trillion cut, that we need to do more, but they're going to be arguing over this now, even though, I mean, Rich, this country can't sustain deficits that long.
No, well, it depends on the size. I mean, you can't sustain some level of deficit forever, but the other part of the other side of this is, and this is where the arguments always come, is that it's very difficult for the computers to decide, you know, how much growth in the GDP there will be, which helps reduce the deficit too, because the old Laffer curve.
Right.
That the more
well, and,
we, work,
and
the
also we haven't taken into consideration what the economy growing can do, how it can help us get out of this.
Exactly.
As long as we stop the spending,
exactly.
Folks. When we come back, I want Rich to talk about something that I'm calling our national gut check. After these messages, Tintel, stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.